The blob. That's the name climate researchers have given to a giant mass of warm water in the Pacific Ocean that stretches from Alaska to Mexico. They say it could be responsible for unusual sightings of marine life in the North Pacific, may also be influencing North American weather patterns.
From then on, there's no stopping the blob as it spreads from town to town.
Nicholas Bond came up with the 50s sci-fi movie-inspired nickname for the huge, evolving mass of warm ocean water.
I started seeing this kind of very unusually warm water in a sort of semicircular patch about a year ago.
Bond is with the University of Washington's Joint Institute for the Study of Atmosphere and Ocean. He says temperatures down to a depth of 100 meters have increased more than 2 degrees Celsius since the fall of 2013. Bond says it's the biggest anomaly seen in the last 18 years.
It was a big event.
In a paper published last month in Geophysical Research Letters, Bond and his co-authors say it was caused by a lingering high-pressure system that normally inhibits cloud formation and precipitation. The high pressure over the eastern North Pacific blocked the usual parade of winter storms, diverted surface winds, and prevented the usual ocean cooling.
Also, the weird kind of direction of the winds meant that in the region of the blob, there was some kind of more warm water coming up from the south than usual to kind of make it warmer there.
The higher temperatures coincide with unusual bird sightings in the Pacific Northwest and catches of tuna, sunfish, and a thresher shark in Alaska. The blob wasn't the sole cause, but Bond says it could have helped divert frigid Arctic air to the Great Lakes region last winter. It also could have contributed to a dry west coast and mild winters along the Alaska coast, simultaneously bumming out skiers and snowboarders and pleasing municipal managers overseeing street snow removal budgets.
And it makes much more sense that in the short term, the development phase, that the atmosphere drives the sea surface temperatures in this part of the world.
Rick Toman, a climate specialist with the National Weather Service in Fairbanks, says they're seeing those higher temperatures deeper in the ocean, not just at the surface.
That means that's not likely to change in the short term, say the few month change, that the warm water extends through a depth of the ocean, and that will take a while to change.
Bond calls it thermal inertia, and he warns that we may see the effects of the blob even through next winter.
So it's not due to climate change, but it is a taste of what we're going to be getting more of in future decades. I look at it as an opportunity to learn about what climate change is liable to bring us.
Six Alaskans are among the scientists and resource managers meeting at the Scripps Institute of Oceanography in La Jolla, California this week to discuss the blob. Over the last two winters, the blob has moved and stretched out along the western coast from the Gulf of Alaska to Baja, California. It's unclear how it will affect juvenile salmon now heading out into the open ocean and mature salmon returning to Alaska streams this summer. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.